Hey, everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for February 14th to 20th. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope that you're doing something today that is self-loving and self-caring. You know, it's funny because Valentine's Day has never been a big deal for me, even when I've, you know, been in relationships. And I mean, I'm in a long one now, 20 years. And it's never been a big deal for us. It really hasn't. And I don't feel bad about it. I mean, I like to get flowers on Valentine's Day. We usually just, you know, have a nice dinner like that on that day or that weekend. But I think that Valentine's Day is a very much commercial holiday for people to buy and spend. So whatever you're doing today, whatever, I just, you know, show yourself some self-love, some self-care, if you need an excuse to do that. So you can use that for Valentine's Day. So we have a nice little break in the energy today, thank God. I know that you guys have heard about the stuff that happened for me last week. On Wednesday with the vertigo and the portal opening and all of that. Yeah. You know, there are some days, trust me, and I'm sure there are other sensitives out there like that. Some days where I'm like, I do not get paid enough money to do what I do. I think I should probably just call it in, be done with it. I'll go get a job at Walmart or Foodland or somewhere where I don't have to be doing the stuff that I do. Yeah. And then it passes, thankfully, usually passes. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to pass. But once that strength builds back up and once that connection gets back reestablished and all of that comes back in, I realize that what I do serves a purpose. And sometimes you just have to trust that purpose, even when it doesn't always feel great. Sometimes when, especially when it doesn't feel good, when it's a struggle like that. So know that, you know, I am a survivor for sure. I'm sure many of you are. Many of us that are called to do this work, to be the teachers, to be the guides. We have the experiences and we have them so that we can learn and grow through them and then share them with you. So an interesting thing that has come up, and I'm going to go into this first. I'm going to talk to you guys about the full moon in Leo energy that's coming through, because we're just 2 days away from that. So we'd be feeling it right now. It's kind of interesting because so the moon is in Leo, in the sign of Leo. And so when you guys think about the sign of Leo, and this is an easy one for me to do because I've got a Leo child and an Aquarius child. And you can really learn a lot about it. It's a fun, I love astrology. I love it. When I like read about it and discover about it and feel into it, it makes me feel alive. And so I feel like I'm going to be doing more of that. I'm going to like tune into teaching through the astrology more. But Leo, so the energy of Leo, and just think about, you know, people that you know that are in the Leo sign, they're usually very strong, right? Okay, we talk about the lion, the Leo, the lion. They're also, you know, they tend to be self-centered. They tend to have a very strong ego. Most of the time, they can, when they put their mind to it, they can be very successful, right? They're very successful people. So a lot of strong energy, right? And so when the full moon comes in, we know that the full moon is kind of about making things happen. So we had the new moon comes in, clears, right? Clears everything for new beginnings. And then the full moon is supposed to be like, okay, so now here's that power to make things happen. This is going to happen now. Here's, you're implementing everything that you've been manifesting. And so because it's in the sign of Leo, that means like get it done. Like anything that you're putting together, it's going to get done. You're going to have that force behind you. Here's the contrast of that, right? Because everything is all about the contrast, or seems to be lately for sure, is we have the sun in Aquarius. And so the Aquarius energy is the really, to me, energetically opposite of the Leo energy. You know, we're talking about Leo being a fire sign, Aries or Aquarius being an air sign. They're two very different places. And so we're going to have that contrast of that feeling like I need to get things done and here's the momentum to do it. But then we're going to have the Aquarius procrastination energy come in, that very airy, like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it later, or I'll get to it when I get to it. So you're going to be finding out, they're saying to me right now, it's going to bring out the worst and the best in you. So remind yourself of this. If you're like flip-flopping back and forth, that's because you're getting that contrast between the two. So they're saying choose which way to go. So make sure that you choose, because remember, we get to choose. So if you really feel like you kind of don't want to commit to anything and you don't want to be locked into anything, then flow with the Sun and the Aquarius energy. But if you feel like I've been sitting on the fence for far too long, or there's some things in my life that I really want to get done or I want to accomplish, then flow with the Moon and the Leo energy, and that will help you. So we have also, and of course, so Aquarius is going to be less action, right? We have the Sun, which is Aquarius right now, but it moves to the Pisces, to the sign of Pisces on February 18th, which is only a few days away. And so the sign of Pisces then is going to bring that shift into, again, another sign that's like less action. Like Pisces are not, you know, are not powerhouses. But they are more dreamy. So there's like the more dream, the more intuition, the more connection. So that will kind of like make us feel like we have a purpose. It will like remind us of the connections and giving us purpose, which is something that we definitely need. Then when it goes into Pisces, Pisces rules empathy. So for my fellow sensitives out there, we're going to be feeling this big time where our empathy is going to be heightened. Absolutely. And so here's a good point with this, and you may want to take note of this. You know, all of the stuff that's going on in the planet right now with the protesters, with the convoy, with the governments, with all of that, it's a lot energetically for the planet, but it's a lot for somebody who is energetically sensitive. And so for as much as I support all of it, and I mean, I was in Ottawa supporting them in person, and I, you know, I'm continuing to do that, I have to pull my energy back a bit. And I have to do that now because I'm realizing that it's draining me. It's literally draining me. So I have to have that awareness that I need to stop watching the live, stop reading the post, I need to have a little bit of a pullback in my energy because it's draining right now. And with empaths, we tend to drain our batteries to the point where it doesn't start before we realize it. And so that is one of my life lessons. And so I know that I'm reaching that tipping point now. So I'm going to pull back my energy. The cool thing, though, about the Pisces energy is also, though, it is about selfless love. So it's really like it's about giving, right? It's about that. It also has a lot of wisdom around it. So it's like that being able to see the big picture, again, having the insights of like, okay, yes, I can support this cause and I can be behind it, but I don't have to be giving my energy to it right now. It's kind of like I can hold space instead of trying to fill the space, and knowing the difference between the two. Now, the shadow side between the Pisces energy, though, is the victim energy and very passive energy. So again, this is going to be, what comes out for you. So what parts does it bring out? Is it bringing out like the empathy, the wisdom, the selfless love, or is it bringing out the victim energy, the passive energy, the indecisiveness? So feel into that. And then again, choose, right? Like you're going to choose what frequency you follow. It's kind of like whenever these vibrational airstreams come through. So, you know, we're looking at, here's an airstream of Pisces energy. Here's an airstream of Aquarius energy. You choose, you can choose, you can always choose, right? So be like, oh, okay. So you know what? I know how I'm going to feel if I go that way, and I go that way all the time. So I'm going to try something different, and I'm going to try and go the other way. And it's literally just a matter of you jumping onto that, into that timeline, airstream, magic carpet, whatever you want to call it. And it'll change the direction of how you start to experience things, right? It's kind of like, they're interesting, they're showing me right now. It's literally like deciding to put on a pair of different glasses. So, you know, you've heard the, I'm going to put on my rose-colored glasses, right? Or I'm going to put on my really clear glasses, or I'm going to put on my dark glass. So it depends on what glasses you choose, because that's going to be how your experience plays out. Okay, so a couple of really cool things keep on coming up, and I wanted to share this with you guys. When you're reading, scrolling, listening, sometimes there'll be like themes that come up, and I've been noticing a big theme for myself lately, and you guys can let me know if this has been coming up for you. And it's the idea of not being this physical body. And so you guys hear me all of the time talk about, again, you know, knowing your soul, energy, ego, pain body, and saying that you're a soul and feeling that you're a soul. But I feel like sometimes we do get lost in that. Like, even though I know that I teach that, I know that I definitely do my best to do it. I feel like there are moments, though, and obviously there must be for me, for myself, lately, because it's coming up. It keeps coming up for me, the reminder of not being the physical body. And yet, you look at the thing that happened to me on Wednesday, that was all a huge physical experience. Like that, you know, having the vertigo so bad that if I laid on one side, I literally felt like I was falling through the earth. Like, it was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. And it was full sensory through my physical body. Like, it was every, you know, every sense in my body was engaged in that particular experience. And when I was having that, when I was, you know, going through that, I was really doing my best. I really was of expanding my consciousness and feeling into like, you know, the fear that was there and letting it just kind of expand and release, which was not easy when I literally felt like I couldn't walk and I couldn't, like, was hanging on to things to move. But it made me, I'm having this awareness, you know, hindsight is everything, right? I think that came up before as well. But the idea, though, that we are not the physical body, we're not the 3D body, we're the, and if we rely on that, if we, you know, have all of our experiences through that, it's literally going to be sometimes, they're saying sensory overload to me. So it's kind of like, again, it's that lens, that filter. When we see things just through the physical body experience, it creates a certain experience for us, right? And you guys know this. This is maybe something that you have experienced in your life or struggled with in your life. I know for myself, as an empath, as a sensitive, I've always felt like I didn't belong. I always, it doesn't matter what group I've been in or who I've been hanging around with, or I always feel different. I always, always feel different. And I've spent a lot of time in my life trying to fit a certain mold or trying to be, you know, fit a certain niche, trying to be somebody that I'm not, or trying to, and it's not that it's so different that I'm being, but it's just not quite exactly right. There's that, still that sense of not belonging or not in the right place or in the right space. And so I had this interesting thing that came up. I was reading about Rumi, and so I'm sure you guys have heard quotes from Rumi before. But he talks about the multi-dimensional self. And so this is, you know, the knowing that when we talk about our human vehicle and connecting with the human vehicle, it's done on the very 3D level, so on the very lowest level of awareness. And so when we talk about being a soul or having soul energy, that's our multi-dimensional self. And so the idea behind that is that, you know, knowing the greatness in that, that we're not this tiny little vehicle in the 3D world, that in fact is just a role that we're playing. It's just a character that we're playing in this particular lifetime. And it's like we can step out of that character more and more and step into the multidimensional self that we are and have more and more experiences through that self rather than through the 3D world. And I feel like this kind of pulls everything together, and especially with everything that's happening politically, everything that's happening on the planet with the virus, the pandemic, with the lockdowns, with all of that stuff, because if we are having the experience through our physical body only, so only through the, you know, the human avatar, all of that stuff is very scary, right? All it's very unstable. There's, you know, a lot of unknowns there. There's, it's all fear. But if we do our best to have the experiences and see all of this stuff through our multidimensional self, then we have a bigger awareness of what's playing out, why it's playing out, the purpose of it all. There's a vastness in it. It's much larger than when we just see it through the 3D world. And so Rumi has a really interesting quote, a perfect quote for this. And it's, every parcel of my being is in full bloom. And so the idea behind that is just, you know, as a soul, you know, we are sensory beings. And so we can experience everything on all levels and not just on the lowest level, which is through the 3D world. And so I feel like that's going to be the saving grace for us over the next little while, especially for this week. Well, you know, we take it one week at a time. Sometimes we can take one moment at a time. But I think that that will be what we need to work on together. So having that awareness of who you are, that, you know, not the physical body, but the multidimensional self, and see what that means to you, and see, feel into how that plays out for you, and that it doesn't have to fit in the mold that I'm giving it to you or that somebody else is giving it to you. See how it feels for you specifically. So in your very own unique way, you know, maybe doing some more self-connection of, you know, closing your eyes, connecting with yourself and saying, you know, where do I need to fit in right now? What do I need to do to feel like myself? Where's like myself, not like anybody else, not like anybody else wants me to be. What do I need to do to make me feel like myself? And see where that takes you and see what comes up for you. Because again, you know, a big part of the soul's journey is self-discovery. It's one of the reasons why we come here. It's funny, we come here for self-discovery, and we do that mostly through other people's experiences, which is kind of ironic, right? And so maybe it's time for us to start doing the self-discovery through our own experiences, because you know that they keep on giving us the opportunities for that. And I feel like that everything that's happening right now on this planet, that's, you know, the main purpose of it, is that self-discovery and the opportunity through it all. Okay, so I owe you guys, we're going to do our healing session because we missed that on Thursday. So we're going to do the healing circle tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And we're going to do that at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So we're going to do that. So I'll put out an email after I put this up onto the website to let you guys know about that. So hopefully you guys can make that. And then this Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be doing a live with Nicola Russell. And she was the wonderful energy healer that we had doing with us this month earlier. So you guys can look online to catch us doing. I think we're going to do some talking and we're going to do some answering maybe some questions. And yeah, she's putting it together and she invited me to come and do it. So we will be live together online. I'll put some links for her Facebook stuff in an email that I send you so you can go check it out. I'll share it on my page too, though, so you guys can go on my Facebook page and see that. And then Thursday at 7 o'clock, we have our readings. So we're going to be doing our readings. I'm going to invite you guys, I think it worked out well. I'm going to invite you guys to send in your questions again if you want to send in questions. And if you're going to be there, then you can ask your questions. But even if you're going to be there and you don't want to ask the question, you just want to send it in, just send in the questions. And I have Erica McNeese is going to be doing some readings with me, and she is one of my crystal baller sisters. So you guys met Mel, and she's awesome, and you guys loved her. And now this is Erica. I'm going to introduce you guys to Erica. So we're going to be doing that on Thursday. I'll send it all to you guys in an email as a reminder. But yeah, so there's lots of time. So I could see you guys Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, lots, which is awesome because I'm really feeling like, you know, having you guys, having the energy of like vibrational souls around us, super important right now, like incredibly important. It's like part of that recharging our batteries equation that is super important. So I hope that you guys are going to be able to join us. And if not, you know that the recordings are always there up in the hub and you can access them anytime. Okay, my lovelies, sending you huge, huge blessings. And I will see you guys on Tuesday. Bye.